Okay, today's daf is daf Chaf Beis. I go in Chodesh to all, into Chodesh Cheshvan, and two lines for the second to last line on Chaf Aleph from the Beis. We started the discussion of Yifas Tohar. Just one mucker I forgot to mention, or I didn't have time to mention last time, was a discussion in some of the Achronim, brought up by the Yeshua's Yaakov, that we had the whole of the Ishtari Gemara with the Rashba and the other Makaris related. So the Yeshua's Yaakov says, what happens if a Katan becomes a Gadol in the middle of Yom Kippur? If you hold like the Shitas that you go Me'ez L'Ez, there are some that say that you go by whenever somebody is born, that the beginning, the first moment of his birthday, of the third, so then that's, he's already bar mitzvah. He doesn't have to have exactly the same moment. If it's 2 p.m. in the afternoon, he has to get to the 2 p.m. in the afternoon of that day. Because if you do need this, the question is based on the assumption that you do need Me'ez L'Ez. If you don't need Me'ez L'Ez, if you just go by that morning, so then this question wouldn't get off the ground. Or the evening before. I mean, the evening before, the morning of. So if you assume that you need Me'ez L'Ez, the conscious God of the middle of Yom Kippur, do you say that since he was Pater Mila Hisano, so the beginning of Yom Kippur, Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari, says based on this Gemara, maybe you would say it, because you say Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari. And the Hartz Fee, Rav Tzvi Pesach, says, no, you can't compare the two cases. Why? Because by Yifas Torah, there's a Betherish Heter of the Torah. So like similar to what we said yesterday in the Rashba. So if you say that, so that's why you can say Hol V'Ishtari. Since the Torah was matter something, he can be matter something else. So here, it's not that the Katan had a heter. He just didn't have a chiyuv. And now the chiyuv kicks in, so who says that you would apply the principle of Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari in that case? Good. So that was just finishing up yesterday. So now we continue with the a few more lines about Yifas Tohar. Tanur Rabbanan, V'Isa Bashivya. The Bazik says, you see her in the captivity, b'shah shivya. You see her and you want her, b'shah shivya, when she is a captive. If a person first wanted to bring her home for to have as a shivcha, or for some other servitude, for some other tashrish, and then decided that he wanted her as yifas toar, that's not allowed. It's only for isa b'shivya, if at the moment of war and captives being captured, so that's when the halacha applies. Eishes, Eishes Yifas Tohar. What's the chiddush of Eishes? V'afilu Eishes Ish. As we mentioned yesterday, this is even if she is in Eishes, she is a wife of a non-Jew at the time. And Yifas Tohar, v'dibur Torah lo k'neged Yetzer Hara. Yifas Tohar, as we said yesterday, the Torah speaks k'neged the Yetzer Hara of a person. Mutav sheyochlu Yisrael baser timuso shrutos. Better for a Jew to eat shechted tamus meat. What does tamus mean here? Rashi explains tamus means misukenes, right? An animal that's about to die. So Gemara talks about that you're not supposed to shecht an animal that's about to die, because maybe it's a trefa and it's gonna, but sometimes you might want to, because if it dies, then it's gonna be a nevela, and therefore you're gonna lose the whole meat in terms of eating. So, but it's better to eat a shachut misukan animal, val yochlo basatibus nevelos, not to eat a nevela, dead animal. Because still, even though it's not the best thing, right, it's still not so yashar to eat the shachut, to shecht a misukan, right? So then, still we would allow it because it's not really usser. So here too, it's not the best thing to do with Yifas Tohar, but still the Torah allows it. So that's the question. We didn't get to when the bee is being done here. Before I see your bitzina, we'll get to that in a minute. Tosfos on the previous Amud, Vafilu Eishes Ish. Tosfos says, we alluded to this yesterday, V'afal b'dein Eishes Bekusis. There's no regular Eishes, like we talk about Eishes by a non-Jew. There is a certain concept of Eishes amongst themselves, but do we recognize that regarding us? Right? So here is even Eishes. So Tosfos says, Mikol Malkam Ika Asei. They are involved in an asay. They are included in an asay, as it says in Bereishis, v'davak be'ishto v'lo be'eishos chaveiro. But it says in Parak Beis, in Bereishis, last week's parasha, a person should cling to his wife, davak be'ishto, and not to eishos chaveiro, so they're included in that asay. So we've noted in the past, I think a while ago, not recently, the Machlokas Rashi and Ramban on that pasuk in Bereishis, v'davak be'ishto v'hayu l'basar echad, that a person, right, alken yazav adam esavav, a person leaves his parents, and he clings to his wife. So the Rashi there says, what does it mean, v'hayu l'basar echad, they become one flesh. So Rashi says, havlad notzar al yedei shneihem, the child. That's how the husband and wife become, man and woman, become one flesh, v'sham nasa b'sar mechad. Says the Ramban, Ve'in Zen Tam, I don't like that reason. Why? Because if you look in the context of the Torah, Hashem is trying to explain a uniqueness of humans. And even animals have this. They also have basar echad in a child.
Says
the Ramban, what did I think is the real pshat here? They don't have what we would call relationships. The davak beishto, they don't have the relationship with their wives. That's it. That's why the pasuk says ki ba'avur shinikevas ha'adam ha'isa etzame atzamav ubasar ibsaro. Since Chava, since Isha came from Adam himself, the davak ba v'haisa b'chegel kibsaro and was part of him, the yachbutz ba liosa tamid, and he always wants to be with her. Asher haya zeh ba'adam who sam tivo b'toldosav liozachar b'hem dveikam neshoseim. Right, that's part of the teva. The husband and the wife are joined to each other, not just on the physical realm to be able to create a child, but the relationship realm. V'roen es neshoseihen ki'ilu heim imam l'basar echad. Just like they started off as basar echad. Etzem yatzamai basar mibsaro, but still they come back to basar echad. V'yir b'shishto krov alo mehem, so that's much different than the animals. It's about the relationships. And I would add, even the animals that are monogamous, that only have one mate, you know, still, the Ramban would be true. It's not that they have a relationship, right? Penguins are monogamous. So that, does that mean that they're included in Dveikus bin Shosehen? No. They also have one, but that's uniqueness to humans, and that's what the Tosfos here is referring to of a davak beishto v'lo beishes chaver. Okay, let us continue now. Says the Gemara, the chashakta, second line on top, and you desire aval bish inonah. It doesn't matter objectively whether she's beautiful or not. It's all right. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, right? So if he desires her, that's it. Then the halacha applies, right? What's the havamina? I looked around, not exactly clear. It's just saying, if a person has this desire, it doesn't matter who she is and how she is. She's referred to as yifas. So don't think she has to be yifas. Right. Subjectively, yifas. That's the chiddush of a chashakta. Ba, v'chashakta, ba, you desire her, v'lo ba, b'chaverta. You can't take two yifas towers back home. Right, it's only one. V'lakachta, likuchen yesh la ba. What does lakachta means? You shall have a marriage with her. Rashi says, kidushin tofsin, don't read the rest of the Rashi yet. L'cha, l'isha, to you for a wife, shalo yikach shtei nashim achas lo v'achas la'aviv. You for a wife, meaning you can't bring one home and one for your father. Right, oh, she has a pretty sister, so I'm going to bring her home too. Chas v'shalom. Bring you not for your father. Achaz lo v'achaz lo b'no. No, one. V'havesa, you shall bring her. Melami shal yichatzena b'melchama. You cannot pressure her in war. That's a key line. We'll have to talk about that in a minute. But first one, Dvar Agada, Dvar Kabbalah, you might call it. So in the Biurei Chasidus L'Shas, which is, again, I mentioned before, one sefer on all of Shas, the Agadatus, thoughts from the Rebbe's. There's a quote here quoted from the Arvei Nachal. The Arvei Nachal on Yifas Toar. Well, Yesh Levar in Yifas Toar. So it relates to what we mentioned a little bit yesterday. Who's left on the battlefield at this point? If you remember, it's only the Tzaddikim and the Talmidei Chachamim. They're the ones that are going to be Nichshal and Yifas Toar. So maybe that's what motivates the Arvei Nachal to give a different shot. Where does he say? Vihine. What's the Vadein of Yifas Toar? Yesh Nitzotze Kedusha. There are sparks of Kedusha. She Nafluv Lenislabshu Benishmas Yifas Toar. That are hidden and clothed in this neshama of the Yifas Toar. I'm not saying I understand this fully, but I'm just throwing it out there. Those of you who are well versed in the Arvei Nachal's thoughts. V'chol adam Yisrael asher nitzot zeh shayach l'sharash neshmaso, and every Jew who is insightful enough, right, to be able to connect to that nitzots of kedusha in this woman, kisheroa asa miyad v'chashakta v'lakachta. He will have a desire to take her to uplift that nitzot zakedusha. Miyad berosa kavanaso shetia lo likuchin ba l'shem ishus, v'lokadei lamalos tavaso. The cheshek, though, will be in order to be mala this nitzot zakedusha, not chas v'shalom to be just to fill his taiva. What's the simin? It says v'zed dome. What is it similar to? L'margalish enafal l'makamatinofes, like a pearl that fell into a muddy, disgusting place. Shemotzino samisham. You can look at that and say, oh, it's disgusting. But a person knows there's a pearl under there. He's going to take it. He's going to wash it off. He's going to clean it. V'rochdim u'manakemosav yichozeres l'mar harishon. It's going to come back to its original beauty. That's the whole process. The nikayon of yifas toar. The avabishino noeh. Even though she's not noeh, Right? That's what I mean. Harihi yafas tohar. She's still beautiful. Machmas yitzoza kedusha shebekirba. And they says, but if you see that he wants two, if you see that he wants two, shtei nashim, he wants one for him, one for his son, one for him, one for his father, or something like that, then you see it's not really a taiva for that nitzos hakedusha, that hidden kedusha. You see it's just taiva gasa, and that's why it's aser. Not specifically gzeres hakasev, but it's basically, you just see it's a taiva gasa. That's our barisa bashivya, you know, our dose of arvei nachal for the day, for the week, and get it afterwards, the arvei nachal, and now we continue. What does that have to do with Shas Milchama? Maybe that's harder to see the Nitzotos HaKadusha inside at that time. You know, maybe it's only here, maybe it's allowed, because only here we have the Talmidei Chachamim. You know, and there's so few that might be, that have the Taiva from the Taiva Gasa, as he calls it, and not the Cheshek to be Mala, the Nitzotos HaKadusha, inside the Yifas Torah. Okay, but the big kasha is, how does Yifas Torah work? What is the Heter? So there's 2/3, 2 main sheetas in the Rishonim, that might lead itself into a third. Number one is Rashi. And Rashi, really, we start with how Rashi is understood by Tosfos. If you look at, just look at the Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Shelo Yavo Aleha. Right, Rashi says, or Shelo Yilchat, the Pasuk says, V'havesa Shelo Yilchatzana B'Melchama. Fifth line, you shouldn't pressure her in war. What does that mean, don't pressure her in war? Rashi says two words, Shelo Yilchatzana B'Melchama, fifth line of Rashi, Lavo Aleha. To be Boel her. Tosfos says, it sounds like from Rashi, that the Bia does not take place at the Melchama. Because how does Rashi understand Shelo Yilchatzena? Don't pressure her to have Bia with her. Meaning, Rashi seems to say, take her home. Don't have Bia with her on the bed, take her home. So ask Tosfos 3 kashas on Rashi. Number one, so how does that work with L'dibur Torah K'negad Yisahara? A person has such a taiva at the moment, but don't do it there in the bed. So by the time you take her home, right, it's similar to what we mentioned a few weeks ago by Ka'as. Somebody's so angry. So we talk about the gadol that had the Kaas jacket upstairs. Whenever he felt he was getting angry, he would say, I can't get angry without my jacket. And he walks very slowly upstairs, and he goes to the closet to get his Kaas jacket. And by the time he got his Kaas jacket, he wasn't angry anymore. Right? Because he realized he calmed down. That was his way of coping with the anger mechanism. So says Tosfos, according to Rashi, the type is right now. Oh, you can't, you're not going to be until you get home? So, yeah. The Lodibur Torah Kanaka Yetzahara. That's also the first kasha. Tema. My comment, Lodibur Torah Kanaka Yetzahara. Kiva to Melchama Asr, Shiva Labeso, Ulacher Kalamasim, Hechnit in his Pais Yisro. He's probably not going to get, not going to be able to overcome his tithe. It should be right now. So, number one, how does that work? Number two, says Tosfos, by the time you bring her home, don't you convert her? So, what's the whole heter needed for? Lodibur Torah Kanaka Yetzahara. You don't need a whole heter. And number three, says Tosfos, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Yujishu, says that Tamar, the son of David, the daughter of David, was a Yefas, Bas Yefas Toar. David had Macha, who was a Yefas Toar. So that's why she, Tamar, and Amnon, right, her semi-brother, who was Ma'aneser, the Gemara said they weren't really also to each other. Because there's a line in the Navi where Tamar says, why don't you just ask your father, she'll let me have you, she'll let me go to you. She'll let me go to you. What do you mean, they're brother and sister? That's why the Chazal say she must have been a Bas Yefas Toar, meaning She was a guy that converted. They weren't really brother and sister. That's what the Gemara says. So the Tosfos says, but what do you mean? If Yifas Toar lives with a man after they come back and convert, they were really brother and sister. At least half brother and sister, right? Same father. She was Jewish, the David. So what does that line mean? So that's why Tosfos argues on the Hope Shot. Rabbeinu Tam says, in the middle of Tosfos, really Bia Rishona happens during the war. At that moment, Bia Rishon is having Mutaris B'Melchama. Bia Shnia is Aser until after she becomes a Giyores. And that's what it means. Shelo Yilchatzena, don't pressure her in war. What is Tosfos say? Lahaskal Limnos Yerach Yamim. The Yochel Adacha, don't start the whole parsha of Yifas Toar with growing the nails and the hair and the whole process of making her disgusting. That, don't start that already on the battlefield. Wait till you get home.
That's after
Bia Rishon. And that's after Bia Rishon. Bia Rishon, though, happens during the, at the time. And that is what Rabbeinu Tam says. Back to Rashi, though. So what's the answer for Rashi? Rashi is very difficult. How can you say that? So the B only happens later on. What do you do with all of Tosfos' kashas? Yeah.
The B we've shown is only mutter almanas. There's going to be a Bia Shnia.
Is it only mutter that it's going to be a Bia Shnia? According to Tosfos, I mean, the B we've shown happens, but she's still a guy.
Right, but then they have all these army guys going through raping and pillaging. That's what's happening. It's a mechanism of war.
Right, so again, it's a mechanism of war, but remember we said, the people left on the battlefield here are the Talmidei Chachamim and the people. So it's a specific heter at the time. You're right, at the end of the day, it's a difficult halacha. The difficult halacha, we understand that battlefields are why a makom hefkerus, as we alluded to yesterday, we had a drasha about that. Right. And, but it's still, you know, it says once the Bia Rishon is mutter, given the hucha hucha, according to Tosos, I don't know if that's lachachilo, according to Tosos, once the Bia Rishon happens, then you go through the whole process of Yifas Toar trying to make her disgusting so you don't marry her. Right? That's Bia, so I would say it's not lachachilo to keep her.
According to Rashi, the conversion is not really a great conversion.
Oh, so that's what we're getting to right now. So how do you answer for Rashi? So first of all, how do you understand, you know, how is this going to solve his Yetzirah problem? So Tosa says, after Tosa's asked, Tosa says, let me help out my grandfather. Let me explain the third shot of Tosa's. Maybe Rashi could be explained how could he in his pious as Yetzer, pas pasalo. Right, at the principle, the Gemara says, keep the bottom of any Yetzirah. Once a person knows it's going to be mutter, so that's why generally the taiva is less. Right? This is the svar given by Nisha Nida. Why can you, is one allowed to have yichud with their wife when she's a Nida, but you can't have any yichud with any other one of the Arayas, right? The sugi's later on, daf pei, in Zechus Kedushin, right? Because pas pasali, you know your wife's going to be mutter to you in 2 weeks. Right? So therefore, we don't have any problems. That's why it's not going to be a problem. But what's the chiddush though? What's the chiddush of Rashi if you're going to live with her after she's converted? So the chiddush, this is Tosfos' lashon, but it's already alluded to in Rashi that it's a gioris gemura, even though it's a forced conversion. Usually, we don't have forced conversions. We don't believe in that. This is the only example. Tosfos the Vishem Megayra Balkarcha the Eina gioris gemura. Says Tosfos by a gioris Balkarcha, you're not even a full Jew. It sounds like the process impacts the results, the resulting status. This is alluded to in Rashi, second, third line in Rashi. Ava mishai sovedes kachavim, shahari enem is gayeres midaita. That's the chiddush. The gayeres is happening bal karcha, and that's why, that's the chiddush. And the Ritva is even more explicit. The Ritva says, I mean, like Tosfos, according to Rashi, it fits in a little better in that you can't just have beer with a guy on a battlefield. Right, that's the chiddush of the Yifas Torah according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, you're not allowed to have that. You got to bring her home first, at least convert her bal karcha. Ikal amemar alfakat miskayeres baones v'show but lo b'leiv shalem to havi kegiri arayus. So the Torah says it's a gerus. So that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, exactly how Yifas Torah works. The Divrei Yecheskel discusses it a little bit. Also, he says maybe it's a gerus legabe the bia. That's what the geiris bal karcha means. It's a geiris in terms of a heter bia, but it's not a full geiris. You can't, she's not chayiv in the other mitzvahs, etc. Maybe that's his formulation.
So the drasha is lo yichatzen b'melchama, but you can be lo chayitz when you get
back. Lo yichatzen b'melchama, but you can pressure her at home when you get back, right? Be'eris bal karcha. Lo yichatzen b'melchama dafka. Right. The Rambam has a third or maybe a middle view. The Rambam seems to hold like Rabbeinu Tam that it can be done on the battlefield, but you have to find the private place on the battlefield. That's the Rashi's, right? So that's the middle shita. That's where the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Malach.
And what's the Basar Tumusos?
So again, the Basar Tumusos is like, what is it according to Rabbeinu Tam? What's Basar Tumusos according to Rabbeinu Tam? That the Torah says you're allowed to. The Torah calls it, that's not Navera. That's the Basar Tumusos, Shkutos. Okay, let's continue now. So that's it. That's the discussion of Yifas Toar, right? This is one of the main sugis and shas, and this is where a lot of the action is. Now we continue though. Tana Rabbanan, back to Eved Ivri for a little bit until we get to the next Mishnah, Be'ed Hashem Anamid Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Im Amar Yomar. Sorry, Herman, I just forgot. Just got a cup of water. Yeah. I was about to pour it upstairs and I forgot. I'm sorry. Tana Rabbanan, it's just dry in the morning. Im Amar Yomar, Acha Yomar V'Yishne. Right, Im Amar Yomar, what does that mean? An Eved Ivri has to express it twice, that he wants to stay an Eved in order to become a Nirtza. Amar b'tchilas sheish v'lo amar b'sof sheish, if he said it at the beginning of the 6 years and not at the end, eino Nirtza, he does not become a Nirtza if he does not express it at the end of the 6 years. Shnemar lo eitzei chafshi, as it says, I will not go out free, at sheyomar b'shas yitziyah, you have to say it at the moment of yitziyah, the moment of going out. Amar b'sof sheish v'lo amar b'tchilas sheish, if he said it at the end of the 6 years and not at the beginning, eino Nirtza also, have to say it at the beginning also. Shneamar im amor yomar ha'eved, ashi yomar kshu eved. You have to say it when he is still an eved, and at the end of the 6 years, he's not an eved anymore. So that's what the Braisa says. You have to say it at the beginning and at the end of the 6 years. So we're going to analyze that a little deeper now. Amar mar, amar b'tchila sheish v'lo amar b'sof sheish, eno nirtza. Right at the beginning of the 6 years and not at the end, he's not nirtza. Shneamar lo etzei chafshi. Ask the Gemara, my ayim lo etzei chafshi. Why does the Gemara say that you learn it from the pasuk of lo etzei chafshi, I will not go free? That's how you know that you have to say it at the beginning of the 6 years. No, even at the, right, that's when you know you have to say it even at the end of the 6 years. Typically, to be in a haftiyas aduni v'sishav is bon evalaka. He has to express that he loves his wife and kids. At the beginning of the 6 years, he doesn't have his wife and kids yet. So why doesn't the Gemara say that that's why you have to say that's a simen that you have to say it at the end of the 6 years. V'su, also, amar v'sof sheish, v'amar v'tchila sheish. If you say it at the end of the 6 years, not at the beginning, eno nirtza, the Braisa says, you're not nirtza, shenemar ha'eved. You have to do it at the time that you're still an eved. And that's why it has to be v'tchila sheish. Atu sof sheish lav eved who? He's not an eved towards the end of the 6 years? He's still an eved. So the very last day. So what does it mean? Thank you. That he has to say it at the beginning and at the end of the 6 years. Right, he can't. That's the Gemara's question. He can't be mekayim ahati asishti v'zbanai until the end. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, you're right. What does it mean at the beginning and at the end? It doesn't mean at the beginning of this whole 6 years, or at the end of the whole 6 years. B'tchilas pruta achrona, b'sof pruta achrona. Rashi and other Rishonim say, what does that mean? It means at the end of the 6 years, when he has a pruta's worth of work left, right before that, he expresses it. So then he's still an eved fully, and he can say ahavizidiv as banai. And at the end, when he's in his last pruta's worth, so he's really at leaving, he says it again. That's Rashi. He says it two times. So he has to say it twice. That's the shita of Rashi. We thought it was b'tchila sheish mamish, and we changed it that it means at the beginning of this last pruta's worth and at the end of the pruta's worth.
That's a very precise time.
Very precise. Very precise time. He has to know. He has to do the math exactly when it was. When does he have? Does he have to, or close to it? Does it have to be that very second? Maybe the last day. The last day might be good. I don't know what it has to be. It has to be samach liyitzia. If you look in the Rambam, he's not 100% clear, but this is the way the Lecha Mishnah understands the Rambam. Omar Yomar does not mean at two different times. The Rambam never mentions two different times. The Rambam just says, Ad she Yomar v'yishane b'sof sheish, b'tchilas pruta achrona. That's what the Rambam says. So the way the Lecha Mishnah understands it, he says, the Gemara sounds like Rashi. But then the Lecha Mishnah says in Hilchos Avadim and Gimel Yud, V'nira Lomar, the Rabbeinu Zal Mefarish, the Kishamar HaBraisa B'tchila Sheish, Ratzal Lomar, Kodem Sheyia Alav Shav Epruta Harbei, Ula B'sof Sheish, Achar Shenishar, Pachat Shav Epruta, V'achi Kamar, Tzorach Sheyomar V'yashana Shnei Pa'amim, Samech L'Shav Epruta Shenishar Alav, O Yoser Ma'at. Right? But you have to say it together. Say it twice at the same moment. Right? Right at the same time like Rashi's talking about. But Rashi says, now and then, two separate times, the Rambam seems to say, it's at one time, just say it twice. Nearly the verge of Rabbeinu v'dochet. That's what he suggests. Omar Yomar. There's a medrash. Where's the medrash quoted? It's quoted by Rabbi Chanan here in Kovach Yer v'Kuflam at Beis. He quotes this far from the Maral Diskin in the name of Reb Chaim. What's the thought? What's the thought? The medrash is. You wouldn't think of Reb Chaim would say this medrash. Reb Chaim says Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hakadosh Baruch Hu that he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ahavti es Adoni ze Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es ishti zu haTorah. I'm married to the Torah. Ve'ez banai elu klal Yisrael. I love Azir. Lo eitzei chafshi. I don't want to leave. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heishivlo al tosef daber elai od badavar hazeh. That's the medrash. So what does that mean? So Rav Chaim says, right? Amar ma'agon ma'aral diskin. De Moshe Rabbeinu hayabaki b'chal haTorah. Thank you. The Yada Babirur Shabbatina's also Yiske Bedin. He knows it's a good taina. He wants to be like an Eved Nirtza. So he says, he can. So Kaviyachol Al Karchash LaKadosh Baruch Hu is like twisting Hashem's arm. Right? Sometimes you like use the Torah to your benefit. We had in Miseches Brachas, if you remember, Chana says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? you better give me a child, because if not, I'm going to make myself into an Isha Sota, and I'm going to be innocent, and therefore the Torah promises that you're going to get a child if you're accused and you're innocent. Right? So remember that Gemara in Sabracha, I think Laman Aleph or so, amazing Gemara, that Slach, the Pnei Yeshua there, a big discussion. Look back, listen back. Right, so Moshe Rabbeinu he knew it. He was forced by Hakadosh Baruch Hu's hand. He lets Leishon Percha. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Al Tosef Dabrei Lai," meaning Shelo Yachzor V'Yishne. Don't say it twice, because the Nevedivri has to say it twice. And if you don't say it twice, it's not going to work. Shamati Bikvod Mori V'Rabbi Agon Reb Chaim Halevizal.
And he was at his Brit Zachona.
I'm sorry. That's what that Reb Chaim in the name of the Maral. Right.
Yeah. At the very end of the Torah, he's
that's what he heard from Reb Chaim. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
He's referred to Eved Hashem. Right?
He's referred to Eved Hashem at right at the end of the Torah and at the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. Right. So Eved Hashem, he wants to become an Eved Nirtzach. That's alluded to in the words. So we have the Arvei Nachal and the Maral Diskin in the same shir. Baruch Hashem. Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara. Lo Isha Ubanim Belarabo Ein Isha Ubanim. What if the Eved has a wife and kids, but the master does not? Eino Nirtzach. He cannot become an Eved Nirtzah. Shene Amarkia, Hevchav Espesacha. In Dvarim, when it talks about an Eved Nirtzah, he says, I love you and your family. And the Gemara says, Besa Zuishto. Right? Meaning Besa Zuishto. And that's why if his master doesn't have a wife and kids, then the halacha does not kick in. We have other places where Besa Zuishto comes up. Comes up on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. But he has to have a wife. So the Gemara talks about why don't you have to, the Meshech Chachma discusses this also in Nachremos. Why don't you have to, we're Misake, in the first Mishnah says in Yuma, an extra Kohen Gadol, just in case. What about an extra Kohen Gadol's wife? Because the base was a Wishto, and had the Kohen Gadol has to be married. The question is, how far do you have to be Choshesh that somebody's gonna die? L'rabo Ishu Banim v'lo Einu Ishu Banim, but if his master has a wife and kids and he does not, Eino Nirtza, right? A Nirtza only is if he has a wife and children, or the Tosafot Rush holds wife or children. We have the quote of the Machlokas, Tosafot Rush and the Rambam. The Tosafot Rush says it's either or. The Rambam says it's both. Sounds like both. Shenemar hafias adoni yeshtiv as banai. I love my wife and kids. The new wife and kids he's talking about. The Shifcha Kananis. Hu oiv es rabo v'rabo ino avo. What if he's happy to stay, but his master does not want him to stay? Ino nirtza, he does not get nirtza. He doesn't get the ever nirtza. Shenemar ki tovo imach. Right? Because he says it is good with you. So that has to do with the relationship. Rabo ohavo v'hu eino ohavis rabo. Let's say the master wants it to stay, but he doesn't want to. Eino nirtza also. He's not nirtza. Shneamar ki ahevcha. Because I love you. And there, in that case, he does not want to stay. Hu chole v'rabo eino chole. If he, Rechman al-Islam, is sick, and the master is not sick, eino nirtza shneamar ki tov lo imach. And that means if they're in a tov situation. Rabo chole v'hu eino chole. Eino nirtza shneamar imach. You have to be on the same level in terms of health, and in terms of wanting to stay in the relationship. Boy Rabbi Rabaya, Shneim Cholim Mai, what if they're both sick? Imach Ba'inan V'Ha'ika, if they're both the same, so it's Imach, so you should say it works. Oh, Dilma Kitovlo Imach Ba'inan V'Ha'leka, or Kitovlo, you both have to be good, and you don't have that, Teku. So Teku unanswers the question. So if they're both sick, what's the halacha? So the Rambam says, how do you pass it on a Teku? So the Rambam says, Eino Nirtza. He doesn't get near said. Why? The Kesef Mishnah says, Lakula for the Eved. He's not Meshubid. It's Safek Lakula. You don't know what to do with this Eved. Even if the Eved wants to become an Eved Nirtza, you don't let him be Safek Lahakal Ala Eved. The Ursameach has a Harifos. He says, it's not just Mishum Safek. That's not Mishum Safek. Why? What's the halacha here? He says, it's even better. He says, Adifa Mizel. I'll say better. Said the Kesef Mishnah. Since Misveka, we won't let him. We're not sure if he should be an Eved Nirtza, so we're also not going to let him stay married to his Shifcha Kananis. If he can't stay married to a Shifcha Kananis, even out of Safek, he can no longer say, Ahati Asishti Vez Banai. If that's true, then Bevadai, he can't be an Eved Nirtza anymore. Right? It's not just Mishim Safek, so we can make on the Eved. But it's Misafek, we don't allow him to stay married. If that's true, then Bevadai, he cannot say, Ahati Asishti Vez Banai. Therefore, he says, "Lo karina be'ahad yezishki v'no nirtza mitzaravadai." That's the Arsameach Chiddush in this case. Tanu Rabbanan. So this line we had a couple days ago. Kitav lo imach. The eved is tov with you. You have to treat him like yourself. Imach b'machal, imach b'mishta. Shlo te'ato chapas nakiyev ahu chapas kiber. You can't eat fresh bread and he'll eat old bread. Ata shos yain yashav u shos yain chadash. You'll drink old wine and he'll drink new wine. You'll sleep on a nice woolen mattress, and he'll sleep on the straw. If you buy an Eved Ivri, it's like you're buying an Adon. You think you're buying an Eved, you're buying a master. We quoted then also the Ritva from here. The Ritva here says, Lavdafke, exactly. Just means you have to treat him properly. He doesn't have to actually eat the same level of meat that you're eating. Just means you have to treat him properly. Tana Rabbanan. the yatsa me'imachu ubanavimahu, at the end of the servitude, when he leaves, so the eved goes out, and his children go out. So we can't be talking about his children from the Shifcha Kananis, because those stay with the master. Right? Yes, those stay with the master. That's not what we're talking about in this pasuk. Right? It says, Isha vilodeh tieladoneha. So we must be talking about his real children from his original wife. They go out with him. So Amar Shimonim, who nimkar, banav umunosu minim karin. What's going on here? Only he was sold. His family wasn't sold. So what do you mean? What do you mean they go out? Mikan sharabu chayvim zonos banav. So this is a remez that when a master takes in an Eved Ivri, the master has to support the kids of the Eved Ivri also. Till how old? That's a discussion in the Rishonim on Chumash. The Ramban says till age 12. Till gabus. The others say a younger age, till 6, right? Like we had in Maseches Ksubis, the age of a father. He's no more chamer than a father. The Rambam doesn't quote an age. It just sounds like there's no zman katzah. So you have to support the children. Yeah.
Isn't it pasha?
You might say it's indirect.
You have the ability to.
Right, you might say he has to give them to the Eved Ivri. You might say, how much does he have to pay the Eved Ivri? He has to take into account, let's say the Eved Ivri sold on the slave market is only worth less, not enough to support his family. But the master, it's the Adon's responsibility. Kiyosi v'davar, similarly, ato merim bal isha hu v'yatsa ishto imo. If he has a wife, so the original wife also goes out with him. Amar Shimon, who nimkar isha minimkura, was the wife sold? Mikan shabu chayvim zonas ishto. He also has to support the wife of his Eved Ivri. V'tzricha, and you need the chiddush of both the wife and the kids. V'yesh minim banav, if you only have the chiddush of, he has to support the children, mishab delo b'nei me'evadu mechanino. Because the kids don't work for, they don't work, they don't earn anything. So it makes sense. If they don't earn anything, he has to take care of them. Aval, ishto debas mechal mevedi, eme teved v'teichal. If the wife can work for herself, let her go and work and earn, right? Her own ma'asi yadayim. That's why you have to say the chiddush, that he has to support the wife. V'yesh minan ishto delav dirchei la'adurei, and if you only say the wife, it's not the derech of the wife to go out and beg at the psachim, I call kvud debas melech panima, avabon of the derechei la'adurei emalo, but the sons, let him go out and knock on doors. That's why you have to say the chiddush that he has to support the children as well. Period. Tanu Rabbanan says the Braisa. The Torah says that when we pierce his ear, we do it ba'azno ubadelas. Two bases. So the Gemara says, what would we have thought if we wouldn't have both of those bases? Ilu namar azno badelas. If the Torah would have said, Ozno, the ear in the door. Hayisi Omer, I would have thought Yizkar Kneged Ozno Badelas. I would have thought you just make a hole in the door next to where his ear is. You bring him next to the door and you see the height of the ear and you put a hole in the door. Ozno Badelas at the height, but not that you dafka have to put a hole in his ear. Delas in Ozno Lo, that's what I would have said. For Ozan Lo, really? That's what you would have thought? Foxiv Ratz Adonavis Ozno Bamartseya. It says his ear. So you're right. So when I said, Eli, you see, Omer, this is what I would have said. You're at Senela Ozen Me'avrai. I would have thought that you're allowed to pierce his ear anywhere, somewhere else. V'yani chen al adalas, and then bring the Eved next to the door. V'yidkar k'neged asab adalas, and then make a hole in the door on the other side of where the Eved is standing. That's what I would have thought it meant. So the Gemara says, Tamalomer ba'azno ubadalas. That's why I learned that it says, ba'azno ubadalas. What does that mean? Ha'keitza doker v'holech ha'shmigeis aldalas. You bore a hole in his ear, and you go all the way until you hit the door. All the way until you hit the door. That's what the chiddush is. Deleth. The Torah says, Deleth shamayani bein akura bein she'ein akura. I would think that I'm not sure if it has to be a door that's in a doorway or not. Maybe a door lying on the floor would be good enough. Just go next to that door. So tamalomar mizuzah. It also says mezuzah, ma mezuzah me'umad avdelas na'mi me'umad. Just like a mezuzah is upright standing, so to a door. The posting discussed, what if you have a door that's sideways? There's a chayv in mezuzah. Some of you have a door that opens up, not to the side, like a regular door. The hinges are on top. So do you learn that from this Gemara that it's not a real door? Ma mezuzah me'umad. Af k'delas na'mi me'umad. Sometimes you have going down to a cellar. Let's say you might have a door that opens up instead of sideways. You have to put a mezuzah there. So that's the discussion. A garage door. Mm-hmm. Right, a garage door also, but there you still have a Tzuras HaPesach separate from the garage door usually. So even if they take away the garage door, you still have a Tzuras HaPesach that we need. But let's say sometimes a seller has no Tzuras HaPesach, even. Good. So now we have some Agadato that's quoted in Rashi in Chumash. Yocham et Zakai darshins the following pasuk, or the pasuk about Ozen, like Kimin Chomer. What is Kimin Chomer? So Rashi says it means like a little tight-fitting bag. He has a tight fit in terms of interpreting this pasuk. Why the ear, out of all the parts of the body to get pierced, why the ear in this case? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Ozen Sheshama Koli Al Har Sinai, the ear that heard my voice at Har Sinai, B'Shoa Shamarti, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, B'lo Avadim L'Avadim, that heard my voice that say, Hashem, that you should be servants to me, and not servants to other servants. V'Halach Zeh V'Kana Adon La'atzmo, and he went and was Kone, a master for himself. Right, whether himself, right, Machruhu Atzmo, Machruhu Bezdin, is if he stole, he's also at fault. Yiratza, let the ear be pierced. If you remember, we mentioned a couple of days ago, the Maral Diskin and the expansion of the Maral Diskin, if this is the Svaris, then why do we wait 6 years? This punishment should happen right away. Why do we dafka do it after 6 years? We mentioned then, because only now he's saying that he doesn't realize it was an Onesh. Right, originally you gave it to him as an Onesh, we gave him the servitude for the Onesh. But now we see that it didn't work, so we have to give him another patch. So that's why we have to give him the Ritzia now.
And you equated that to living in...
Right, that was Rav Schechter's expansion of going into Golas. Going into Golas. If Golas is an Onesh, we shouldn't be happy with it. Shouldn't be happy with it, exactly. So remember one thing from this week's Shiurim, Baruch Hashem, it's the Maral Diskin and Rav Schechter's extension of that. Continuing, Reb Shimon Ayadori just called as a megrezekim in Chomer. Also, Reb Shimon Berebi also darshens this pasuk. Manish Tana Delas, whom is also called Kelim Shabayis. Why do you go by the door? Why do you go by the door out of all the parts of the house? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Delas, whom is also show you Edim Mitzrayim. The doorway that they were the witnesses of Mitzrayim. B'shasha Pesachti Ala Mashkel Vashia Mezuzos. Right when I passed over the doorways in Mitzrayim by Makas Bechoros. Right and the blood was on the door of Yamarti Ki Li B'nei Shal Avadim L'Avadim L'Avadim. Votzeis and Mayavdus L'Cheres and I took them after Mayavdus L'Cheres V'Halaf Azev Kana Adon L'Atzmo. And this guy went and got a new Adon Yiratzeh B'fneihem. So it should be in front of the door. Right, you learn from the door. Interesting. We have other halachas where we learn from inanimate objects. We're supposed to learn Musr. What the door should have, our Edim, we're faulting the door. So at least two other examples that we remember. Oh, I'm sorry? Oh, that's not a domain, but that's an animal. But okay, I'll say it on the frogs. Svardeya, the Gemara, that says, right, you shouldn't have a home from the frogs. If they could have just jumped into somewhere else, they'd have jumped into the fire, Musr Nefesh. The Chala. Challah on Friday night, right? Why do we cover the challah? There's three reasons the Torah quotes. One of them is that the challah is not embarrassed. The challah is not embarrassed. That's the story of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim once walked in. The Baal HaBas had the Chafetz Chaim. He was preparing for months and months to have the Chafetz Chaim in his house. Chafetz Chaim comes over. He walks him over Friday night. He has the Gadol Hador in his house. Unbelievable. He walks in. The table is set. It's beautiful. The candles are lit. Everything is perfect. The challahs aren't covered. And he sees his wife on the couch on the side, sleeping, exhausted, right? She had a crazy day with the kids, and she had everything set up. She forgot to take out the challah cover. And he starts screaming at his wife, how could you embarrass me in front of the Gadol Hador? Don't you know the halacha? Embarrassment! And starts screaming. And she runs, and she wakes up, covers the challah. The Chafetz Chaim turns to the man and says, Mister, why do we cover the challah? So you don't embarrass the challah, Rebbe, I know. So he says, you ever see a red challah? You ever see a challah that may be a little brown, but he says, obviously, what's the point of the halacha? Well, to teach you something. To teach you about busha, to embarrass the chalas. Right? So you learn something from an inanimate object. Yeah, obviously, what's the whole point? The other time, where else do you see this? You see this at the end of Parshas Yisro. By steps on the Mizbeach. It says the Mizbeach, right? Why is there a ramp and not steps on the Mizbeach? So that the steps don't see the nakedness of the Kahanim. Because it's pasnished. Right? So that's why they wear robes. Right, the steps are going to be embarrassed. They're going to feel us. They're going to feel embarrassed. So obviously not. So you have add this to the list. You have the mezuzahs and the domeim and the challah and the mizbeach.
How about the sand?
Okay, good. The sand akaras hatov. Excellent. Another example. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hit the sand because he has akaras hatov for the sand that saved him. Excellent. By damin svardei. Good. Weiter. Let's continue now. Tosfos says in Manish Tana Ozen, that Tosfos, right, he quotes that there's a medrash that says Martseya, which is the piercing instrument, is Gematria 400. Martseya is Gematria, if we do the math, is Gematria 400, because Bnei Yisrael were Avadim for 400 years, right, really, in the extended version, right, from Leidas Yitzchak, right, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed them and got them as a, right, was Kana La'atzmo. So that's Martseya. Viter. Eved Ivri. Eved Kanani. So that was all about Eved Ivri. Now we talk about Eved Kanani. So the first question you have to deal with is, isn't Kanani, how could you ever have an Eved Kanani? Isn't Kanani one of those seven nations that Lo Sachai Kol Neshama? So what's the whole discussion of Eved Kanani anywhere in Shas? How do you ever have an Eved Kanani? Don't you have to Lo Sachai Kol Neshama? So Rashi and the Meiri here discuss it. Rashi says in the first Rashi on the Gemara, V'chol ovdei kochavim kena'anim, kikena'anim, mishunimkar la'eved, elo shekol avadim nikron al shem kena'an, mishunimkar be'eved avadim. So Rashi emphasizes that every eved is called eved kena'ani, because that was the curse. This week's parsha. This week's parsha. So that's what Eved Avadim Yela Echav. That's why it's called that. The Meiri also expands on that. Oh, I have to get to the Beis Halevi today, right? The Eved Kenani expands on that. And he says we just call them Kenani, even though they're not from Kenan. That's number one. Number two is even if they are Kenanim, if they accept the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, there's no mitzvah of Losachai Kol Neshama. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. That's what the Meiri holds. That's what it could be. They accept the Sheva Mitzvahs. So Eved Kenani, how do you acquire an Eved Kenani? Nikneh b'kesef b'shar b'chazaka, with kesef shtar and chazaka, right? Buying him, giving him a shtar, or b'chazaka, right? Grabbing him, as we'll see. B'konez atzmo, and how does he acquire himself? This is something that we'll discuss in future days. We'll just mention it now. B'kesef aydei acherim, if other people give money for his freedom, u'b'shtar aydei atzmo, and he uses a shtar himself. He gets a shtar himself. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Meir's opinion, that he cannot give his own money. But the shtar can be himself. No, but kesef aydei atzmo, the money he can give himself. Meaning, even if people could give him money, amnas that the master doesn't have any bias over it. B'shtar aydei acherim, b'shtar has to be through others. As long as the money started off being others. So we'll get back to the machlokas in the future. Minolam, but now the first part of the Mishnah, how do you know that an eved kenani can be nicknamed? With kesef shtar and bia, d'chsiv, v'snachat amosam levneicham acharecha, kesef shtar and chazaka, thank you. Minolam, d'chsiv, v'snachat, we'll get to bia later on. V'snachat amosam levneicham acharecha, l'resh zachuza. The pasuk says that a person is manchel to his sons, l'bneicham acharecham, l'resh, to his eved avdei, Avdei Kenanim, for a inheritance. Hikishan HaKazal L'Stei Achuzah. So it's compared to Achuzah, to a Stei Achuzah. Ma'asei Achuzah, just like a field. Nikneh B'Kesef B'Shar B'Chazaka. It's nikneh in those three ways. Avdei Kenani, nikneh B'Kesef B'Shar B'Chazaka. So Avdei Kenani can be nikneh in these three ways. Ima'asei Achuzah, Chorez Atzah Bailam B'Yovel. So why don't you go the whole way? Just like a Stei Achuzah goes back to the Bailam in Yovel. Avdei Kenani, Chorez Atzah Bailam B'Yovel. So Avdei Kenani should go back in Yovel. And the Gemara is assuming that's not true. Tamalom alolam hem tavodu, because there's another pasuk that overrides that. Forever they shall serve you. Alolam hem tavodu, which creates an isser to free an eved kenani. It's an isser. That's the Gemara in Brachas and elsewhere where somebody was meshachar their eved to make a minion. Right, the Gemara asked there, what about Lo'olam Behem Ta'avotu? So maybe it's Parsha Zohar, it was Daraisa, the Gemara, the Rishonim discuss. Okay. Tana, Apa Chalipin. There's a Braisa that says not only these three, but even Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin, which we discussed, it's a different type of Kinyan than other Kinyanim. Even Chalipin works to be Konan Eved Kenani. V'tana Didon, why didn't our Tana mention it, assuming that he agrees with it? Milsa, the lesson of the Azlan Ketani. The Mishnah is only saying Kinyanim of an Eved Kenani that does not exist by movable items. Milsa, the Isabim of the Azlan Tani. Something that exists by movable items is not recorded in the Mishnah. Amar Shmuel, Eved Kenani nikneh b'mishicha. Shmuel says an Eved Kenani is nikneh with mishicha. The Pnei Yeshua explains why. You can look there. It gives the Svarah why. Shmuel assumes it would work. Ketzad, how do you acquire an Eved Kenani with pulling? Tukfo ubatz lo kano. If you pulled him and he comes to you, he's konim. Karo ubatz lo kano. But if you called him and he comes, that's not good enough. We'll get back to that later. Bishma l'tana didan. So I understand our Mishnah, which left out Chalipin, also left out Mishicha. Why? Milsa de Asi b'mtazli loktani, the less of b'mtazli k'tani. Same reason it left out Chalipin. Because it has to do, because that's nikneh metaltelin also. El latana brah nisei Mishicha, but according to the Brisa that says Chalipin, why shouldn't it say Mishicha also? So k'tani milsa de Isa b'im karkai b'im metaltelin. No, it only wants to say something that exists by karka and metaltelin. Mishicha de metaltelin Isa b'mkarkali lesa loktani. You can't pull land. So that's why it's not listed in the Brisa. But again, all these are technical reasons why they're not.
The Korobo Be'etzlu, is that a Kenyan anywhere?
Like, yes, we'll get to that. Yes, we'll get to that in a minute, that it is a Kenyan somewhere if you call. So, but Mishicha only works by Metaltel and not by Karka, that's why it's not there. Again, different categories of Kenyanim. It's not that it's always only interested in saying one type, but that there must be a lumdis, that there's a certain type of grouping of kinyanim, that they each have a link, the ones listed, according to the Mishnah, according to the Braisa. Ketsa, takva bas lo kana, kara bas lo kana. So what we just said, by an eved kinani, Mashicha works physically and not if you call him. Krolo, why not? It works by an animal. Vatanya, Ketzad b'mesira, how does it work if you give over an animal? Achza b'talfa, if you grab the hoofs, b'saira the hair, b'uka sha'alea, the saddle, b'shalaf sha'alea, b'prumbia, shebefia, the bit in its mouth, the other types of pillows on it, u'bezuk shebesavara, the bell on it, k'na, if you grab any of those parts of the animal, you're k'na the animal. Ketzad b'mesicha, that's chazaka. That's mesira, giving over. How do you, what about mesicha? Kore la v'hiba, if you call and he comes. Or you hit the animal and the animal runs. Once it does one gallop, it's nicknapped. It has to stride its length. It has to stride its length, not just a little bit. But either way, you see by an animal, it works if you call and it moves. So why doesn't that work by an eved? So Amri behema adaita tamara azla. No, an animal goes. I die to tomorrow. If an animal is called, then you can say that's following the master's sivui. Eved adai to nafshe kazal. An eved is only adai to nafshe. We assume that he's going on his own. You're right, he listened, but really he's going on his own. Amar Rav Ashi eved katan ke behema davi. Rav Ashi says an eved katan is like a behema not going on its own. So quickly, we just gotta go to Minyan, those who didn't daven yet. But the Beis Halevi says next week's parsha. His halik lefanai ve'yet tamim. What's tamim? What's tamimus? She yatsa rotzon abore v'lo yachkar lametziva okein. You follow Hashem and you don't ask why. Even though a person is allowed to search for tamim mitzvahs, that's only afterwards. You do the mitzvah for the mitzvah, and the tamim mitzvah is just to help you be inspired, but that's not the real reason for the mitzvah. And there's a medrash where the medrash says on the pasuk in Tehillim, Adamu behema toshia Hashem. We say it in Sirkascha. Afa pi she'adam anachnu nimshachnu acharecha kebehema. Even though we're people, Hashem, when it comes to you, we go like animals. What does that mean? It says in Maseches Kedushin Daf Chaf Beis that a behema gasa is nikkav mashiach just by calling to it. But by an eved is, even if the eved acts based on being called by the master, but it's still adaita denafshe of it. Adaita denafshe. So Adam says the Beis Halevi. Ava bisha Adam kor v'shomei aloha eved ba, v'kam omon lo nikra halichaso mashiachaso shal Adam. Because the halicha is still going because the eved decides and wants to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're like behemoths. We're like behemoths because we're following you not because we're this Adam, right? Because we think it's misvara. We figured it out. No. We're the anachnu nimshachnu acharecha mashiacha. Kini mashiacha. Nimshachnu acharecha ka behema. We're nimshach to you like an animal that goes adai to demare. But the Mari, we're totally following you. Ava behema alichas arachmis ad adam beloshim sirf das atzma v'zeu sha'amru ava bisha adam anachron imshachan acharachlik behema. We use our bechira to give ourselves to a state of no bechira. That's the highest level of bechira, to put ourselves into a state when we don't have bechira. Ava gav shemakir nanachlu macho v'teinu mayafa v'tovlan v'lasos v'tzono yizbarach ava pikin imshach acharachlik behema beloshim sirf das atzmenu rak b'shvul tzivuyecha v'atayte davka avidna. Right, appear zeh hamedrash or isi zeh kama b'sefer zera barech rako safti bo bir dvarim b'hizbaran b'svara. Okay, and that's his alach v'neveyet tamim to b'tmimus yeh halicha b'darki yatorah v'amisul v'fanai. That's next week's parashim. Parashim lach lacha, his alach v'neveyet tamim. Okay, we have to stop here. We'll continue b'ed Hashem tomorrow. Tomorrow.